The Federal Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement has been holding public hearings this month concerning its proposed stream protection rule. However, Luke Popovich of the National Mining Association believes that the rule is designed to protect the regulators, not the streams.
This rule serves no environmental purpose. The office's own reviews dispute its claims about the need to better protect streams. They show that mining companies are overwhelmingly in compliance with current standards. Still, the rule would be very costly, adding to the 40,000 high-wage jobs lost in our industry since 2011. There'd be less money for communities when miners can't mine. At least up to $5 billion in federal and state revenues would be lost. And the proposal would essentially duplicate current protections from both the EPA and the state environmental agencies. Instead of producing environmental benefits, this rule would force taxpayers to pay for both a bigger role and more bureaucrats for an agency that doesn't need either one.
To learn more, visit nma.org.